Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we've got one more Halloween season offering for you, and we're once again revisiting H.G. Wells' classic The War of the Worlds, but in a different way. This year, rather than Orson Welles, we have producer George Pal and his movie version of the story. The idea of a film version of the novel goes back to the silent era, with several directors, including Cecil B. DeMille, attached to the project. But it wasn't until the 50s that Pal, with DeMille's blessing, took on the story. Pal had previously scored two big sci-fi hits with Destination Moon, which we showed a while back, and When Worlds Collide, which we may get to in the future, so he was in a good place for the project. Like Orson Welles, Pal decided to update the Martian invasion from Victorian times to the then-modern day. In addition, the initial attack takes place not in England or New Jersey, Grover's Mill is spared in this version, but in California. Plus, the Martian war machines were changed from the hulking tripods of the novel to sleek vessels looking like a cross between a manta ray and a cobra. The movie's visual effects still hold up today, particularly during the attack scenes at the climax, and earned the movie an Academy Award. It also features, in the opening sequence, the planetary artwork of Chesley Bonestell, who also worked on Pal's earlier sci-fi films, presenting 7 of the 9 then-known planets in the solar system, though I'm not sure why Venus was skipped. The cast includes Gene Barry, Anne Robinson, and Les Tremaine in the lead roles, and sharp-eared audience members will recognize the voices of Paul Frees and Sir Cedric Hardwick doing the narration. The movie was a big hit with both critics and audiences, and was later voted into the National Film Registry in 2011. And while there have been several other versions in print, audio, TV, and movies, most notably the Steven Spielberg-Tom Cruise version from 2005, it's George Pal's version that still is the most and best remembered. Well, in addition to Orson Welles, of course. Those of you who want to see a more recent movie can stop in for our in-house DVD showings. We run them twice a week, on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register, and refreshments are provided. You can check on the schedule by asking at the reference desk or going to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. If you'd like to pass along comments or suggestions, just call us at 908-754-7885, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or post them on our Facebook page. Well, you've still got some time to prepare for Halloween, and we hope you'll have a happy and safe time, and we hope you'll enjoy today's movie. And now, from Paramount in 1953, here's The War of the Worlds.